Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we are starting a summer collection of interviews as we build up towards the 2016 college season. And I know it's June, but quickly approaching. It'll be that day, and kickoff will be here, and we'll be in the full swing of things. And as we get, acclimated to summer, that means football, training camp, these kids hitting the, hitting the field as well. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest. He was the star of Conference USA as a freshman, the standout wide receiver from Middle Tennessee State, Richie James. Richie, we appreciate you sharing the afternoon with us. Obviously, congratulations. The accolades and what you were able to do last season were tremendous. But was it a little bit of a surprise to you that you had that much success?
Most definitely. It was one heck of a year, man, with guys around us, man. It was just crazy. So I wasn't expecting, to get the ball as much as I did, but I did expect to play a lot. So, I just made plays when I could.
And I'm curious. So going into last season, what were your expectations? You kind of probably had a gauge of how camp was going, and you start spring football and how acclimated you are to things. I guess in your wildest dreams, what would you have thought the plateau from last year would have been for you?
I was thinking more so, 50 catches, maybe 500 yards, being moved different positions and stuff like that, just being able to be that, what you say, go-to guy was like, the best experience I could have, my freshman year playing. And so that was a really, really, really awesome experience.
No, I can imagine. And then your folks out there listening, just going through some of the numbers, 108 catches, over 1,300 yards receiving, 8 touchdowns. He ranked second in the conference. He ranked 10th nationally in receiving yards, second nationally in catches. Like I said, phenomenal season. And like I said, there's so much more of this young man to be seen as the next few years of collegiate football come his way. You grew up in the state of Florida. A hotbed for football. Did you play Pop Warner, Pee Wee? And if you did so, were you that kid basically put the ball in your hand and it's basically option left, option right for 6 points?
Actually, growing up, I played running back and quarterback, all the way up to high school. I just played running back and quarterback. It's always just, give me outside runs because I was too small to, hit the hole. So it's always just pitches, options, all that stuff to the outside, give me an edge and make a couple people miss and stuff like that.
Now, were you one of those kids who were so good at that peewee level where parents wanted to check the birth certificate or anything like that? Because we hear those crazy stories sometimes.
Because of my size, no. But the way I play, I always play with older kids. So they were like, who's this little kid, man, that's running like that and playing with these older guys. So, yeah, man, that was, I guess you could say it as in that way, yeah.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout Middle Tennessee State receiver, Richie James, joining us here on the C2P. You folks know if you're out there listening, you can always re-listen to this interview at iTunes. You can also check it out at Blog Talk Radio, and the movie posted in his bio at collegeyourpro.com as this young man, again, makes his path towards his second year in Conference USA. I'm sure plenty of fans are excited about what the Blue Raiders receiver is going to be able to do. I'm curious as well. After this season, what other schools were looking at you coming out of high school, and how many other schools are regretting not recruiting you?
It's funny because I've never gotten recruited from any Florida school. And coming out of high school, I was heading to Georgia Southern to play cornerback, but the coaching changes happened. Middle Tennessee State with me throughout the whole recruiting process. So, I don't regret that. But I was just at my sister's graduation last week, and I talked to my head coach, and he was there. And he was like, man, we had like 50 schools coming through. And he was like, every single one of them said, you're right about that Richie James kid. So, you know, it's good listening to the things like that. You know, coming back home, it's like, man, I wish they would have, you know, recruited me. But I don't regret, you know, because I love Middle Tennessee State, man. It's probably the best experience of my life that I could have right now. And Coach Stockdale is doing a great job. You know, the offensive coordinator, Coach Franklin, they're doing a great job with the scheme. And, you know, it's a great program.
Definitely. And we talked to Kevin Byard. He was out at the Senior Bowl, Tennessee State, drafted, and fortunate enough to spend some time with him down in Mobile. And, you know, if things go right, you'll be in Mobile and probably in the winter of 2019 when you're eligible. And like I said, it quickly comes by. I want to go back real quick. You mentioned Georgia Southern and defensive back. How close were you to being a defensive back at Georgia Southern instead of being the Conference USA Freshman of the Year, basically, at Middle Tennessee State?
I was very close. You know, I decommitted from them, like, you know, three weeks before the signing day. And I, you know, came over and committed to Middle Tennessee. And then, you know, I ended up still taking my official visit to Georgia Southern because, you know, they was calling me and said, hey, you know, we can get you up here. Maybe, you know, change your mind again, stuff like that. So I was really very, very close. And then, you know, I ended up taking my visit to Murfreesboro. And, you know, it was, you know, different atmosphere, you know, a different town and stuff like that. People were, you know, different. So I was very, very, very close to, you know, going to Georgia Southern. You know, I had all my Twitter and all that stuff. You know, I was close. I really thought I was going to go there.
That's an amazing thing. Once again, Richie James here on the C2P talking some Middle Tennessee State football. Brett Stockstill, your quarterback. I mean, obviously, you guys, you know, had a fantastic season. I mean, how in sync are you guys going to be? I guess more so than last year. I mean, obviously, you had a full season and just, you know, were splendid. You know, working together in that dynamic duo type, you know, team set. But, you know, how close and how in sync are you guys going in the year two together like this?
You know, we still think that we can get better at what we do. You know, communication wise. And, you know, and it's amazing how smart Brent is with what he want to do and how he want to accomplish it. And, you know, every single day when we're out there throwing, he'd be like, you know, hey, Rich, try to do this or try to do that. So it's we try to communicate as much as possible, you know, so we'll be able to, you know, get things accomplished and, you know, hopefully have another big year. You know, then add other weapons around us, you know, so it won't just be me, you know, or, you know, when we had Ed Batiste, you know, it just won't be us too. You know, he can spread the ball, you know. So, you know, every single day we try to, you know, talk something out.
And you guys, like I said, phenomenal season. I'm curious, I mean, at what point last year are you guys kind of going through the motions? I shouldn't say going through the motions, but, you know, each game you're starting to establish yourself. I mean, when do you kind of think, well, hey, this is probably going to the way it's going to be for the rest of the year, that I'm going to be a very big focal point of this offense?
Man, I would say, you know, it's funny. I would say the Alabama game, we started, you know, we felt like we can move the ball on anybody. We felt like we can move it. That's the best defense in the country. I mean, who? It's hard. It's hard to move the ball against them, you know. So I think that second game of the season, we felt like, you know, we got a lot of talent around us. And, you know, so I would say the Alabama game, it started picking up like, all right, okay, I see where we can go with this.
That's excellent stuff. I mean, for you, I mean, going into, you know, this next season, I mean, how do you think teams are going to attack you? I mean, obviously you had such tremendous eye-popping numbers where, I mean, even if you have 90 catches and 1,200 yards, that's still fantastic, but people are going to be like, oh, he had a down year. Because you kind of embraced the idea that these numbers are really special. I call them kind of like bubblegum cards. I mean, you know, if they looked on the back of your baseball card, they may see this particular year. So, I mean, are you kind of, you know, setting – I know you know, you don't want to go backwards, but in terms of reality,
right,
you may not approach those numbers. So have you given that any thought and just being able to deal with it and maybe some of the criticism, Richie, that may come along with, even though your play is still outstanding?
Right. You know, now I just think about it, I was talking to Coach Franklin and, you know, Coach Stott, And I was saying, you know, the same thing as far as, hey, I don't mind having, you know, less catches, you know, and similar amount of yards, because I want, you know, Brent to be able to, you know, pass the ball to different weapons and, you know, use different people and not just focus on me, because it does take a lot of pressure off me and a lot of pressure off of Brent, you know. So I actually don't mind as far as when it comes to, you know, things like that. And I love my teammates to, you know, be great. I like everybody to be great around me. You know, I expect everybody to be great. It doesn't matter if you're second string, third string. I expect you to be great. And when your time is coming, come in the game, hey, you got to perform. And I don't think nothing less of any teammate. So, you know, we try to in practice, you know, we try to emphasize, hey, man, you guys got to make plays. I can't make plays. I tell them all the time, I can't make plays all day. You guys better make plays too. So they, you know, they respect me. They respect me, and they see where I'm coming from, because I don't want 108 catches. You know, I would love to have 108 catches, but I don't want it, because I think it takes pressure off of me. And Brent, you know, an office coordinator, you know, you don't have to design plays so much before me, and you know he can do it for other players also.
Definitely. And yeah, what, 74% of the passes were thrown to our guest today, the standout Conference USA receiver from Middle Tennessee State, Richie James. That's how productive and vital he was to that offense. Last year, you guys were 6-2 in conference, a couple games behind Western Kentucky. I mean, what's the focus of getting the Conference USA East title?
You know, I would say just you know, less turnovers, man. We fumbled a lot last year. You know, we try to, you know, Coach Sog would do a great job during camp to emphasize, you know, holding the ball, you know, holding on to the ball, because it's been times where we shot ourselves in the foot, you know, and it's been games bigger than our rival West Kentucky that we could have won. You know, we lost to Illinois by a point. We lost to Vandy by a couple points. And it's like, you know, those kind of games bring you down just a little bit, you know, but then you go to your rival school and you lose to them, you know, by a big shot, you know. So it's just every day we just have to get better at, you know, the fundamental things, you know, and I think that'll come with everybody, you know, buying in on what Coach Stock is trying to do.
Excellent. That's awesome stuff. Richie, I appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, because, you know, I mean, time flies and, you know, so much to talk about even once the season starts. But we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's go.
All right, now, Coach Stockstill, I mean, is there anybody in the locker room that does a good impersonation of him, or is he kind of a guy that you guys just kind of stray away from?
You know, it's a freshman quarterback, and it's a junior receiver that does a lot of impersonations. You know, Johnny does we call him a little Johnny Football, but he's a backup behind Brent Stockstill. He does a great job. Person Coach Austin, Tristan Walker, another receiver. He does a great job of impersonating Coach Ellis, the defensive back coach. Man, we got some funny guys on the team. We got some really funny guys on the team.
And those Middle State Stan fans out there listening, I guess who's the jokester of the bunch of that group,
Who's the jokester? Okay, I'll say Malik Mansell. He's a freshman. He should be playing this year. But that man, he's a defensive lineman, man. He's probably the most funniest kid on our team, man. He can do all the coaches. He can do all the coaches. It doesn't matter who it is. He can do it all.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Hey, have a safe, blessed summer. I hope this, you know, the ceiling is unlimited for you. I can't wait to see you in year two, and especially you with Brett working in this offense together. I can't wait. You guys should put up a lot of exciting plays. But with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Richie James, a standout, and I don't say that lightly, the standout receiver from Middle Tennessee State, joining us here on the C2P. If you want more Richie, you guys know you can check out his interview at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. They'll be featuring his bio as well. I'm your show host, Mo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.